Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening. This is your good friend, the very esteemed and well-travelled Clarence Copernicus Cloverleaf, welcoming you to another exciting edition of Cloverleaf Radio, hosted by the host with the most, Jimmy Falcon. You can always feel free to call in at 602-753-1883 to ask a question to the host or any of his well-established guests. Just please remember when calling in to be on your best behavior. This is a G-rated show, you know. Hey, that was a wicked rhyme! Anywho, just be sure to be kind and courteous. Now, on to the main event!
We are back. Hope everybody is doing good. It's the host of most, Jimmy Falcon,
back for another exciting edition of Cloverleaf Radio. Our special guest today is going to be actor, director, producer, comedian Eric Sparky Edwards. And Eric is going to be calling us in a few minutes. Actually, looks like he's on the line now. He had some family things to attend to. You understand, of course. Life is life, and it must be dealt with in the best way, especially when it comes to your children. So, we are now honored to welcome Eric Edwards to the show. What's going on, man?
Nothing, man. How are you?
Things are doing good. Just wanted to say before we get started, big fan. I've enjoyed your work for many years. Good to see you're still out there, just keeping it going.
Still doing my thing, my friend. Still doing my thing.
Well, what made you want to get into the entertainment industry to begin with? I mean, you've acted, you've done stand-up comedy. Where did all this spring about from?
Well, I mean, where did it start? Probably, I mean, the honest is that, pretty jacked-up childhood. So I was trying to fill an empty void of lack of parental love, you know? So that's basically why. And also, I saw character-looking guys getting hot girls. So I thought that would be a cool way to do it. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I mean, I can agree. Being a chubby guy myself, you got to let that comedy fly, my friend. You got to make the girls recognize
you
somehow.
That's right. Yeah.
And as far as comedy, what have been some of your highlights of your stand-up career?
Well, when I first got out here to L.A., I want to say within the first year and year and a half, 2 years, Andrew Dice Clay caught me in the O.R., the original room at the Comedy Store, and took me on tour, which was pretty cool. Back in 92, I think. Yeah, 92. And, it was a private jet. Huge concert hall, arenas, and, I was way, way too green to do that, but I survived, and it was a lot of fun. It was cool, and also it was cool hanging out with one of my comedy idols at the time. That was great, and then I was the first non-black comic on BET's Comic View, which was kind of cool.
Yeah, I noticed
so
that. It's got to be pretty awesome.
Yeah, and then also just getting my name on the wall at the Comedy Store is pretty fucking cool, you know.
Oh, yeah, the Comedy Store is, my gosh, can't even name how many icons came out of there. It's just been a great standing and proving ground for comedians in California. And a couple of films, I had to narrow it down. A couple I wanted to ask you about working on were, of course, Senior Crip and Sergeant Bilko, which all in themselves are both very funny films and great cast in both of them.
Yeah. I mean, Sergeant Bilko, I got to work with, all my, so many of my comedy idols, Aykroyd, Hartman, Steve Martin, Glenn Hadley. Chris Rock, at the time. Although at the time I did the film, Chris Rock hadn't quite yet became, he was Chris Rock, but he hadn't became, that was pretty Bring the Pain, Chris Rock. He was still pretty freaking amazing, but he hadn't done Bring the Pain yet. So it wasn't that, that was on the cusp of him becoming super huge. I got to work with, John Ortiz and, Chill Mitchell and all those guys in the platoon, Pamela Adlon, which was, he was pretty awesome. That was a great experience, being a kid, being surrounded by people I wanted to influence me. I wanted to become a comic actor. So that was a great experience. Yeah.
And of course, Senior Trip was right before that, and that's hilarious. I mean, I think it's definitely one of the great, maybe not thought about, but it is very very comedic.
Well, you know, I had some inside info on that. If they would have done PG, if they would have made that movie PG-13, which is what the audience really was for that movie, it would have been incredibly well received. But it just wasn't quite R enough to be really rated R, if that makes any sense. You know, it was it wasn't like how 40-year-old Virgin was just the right amount of R to be crazy R, to where people were just, you know, sneaking into it. If Senior Trip would have been PG-13, or they would have just amped it up a little bit more on the R side, might have had more of an American Pie kind of feel. Does that make sense?
Yeah, I definitely see. It seems like, you know, if there's too many of the curse words, that definitely gets the labeled rating. But, you know, I expect to see, you know, some boobies or something if it's going to be R-rated. It's got to be, you got to throw something
exactly.
in there.
Exactly. Like, in other words, it wasn't dirty enough. I think what made it R was, like, I want to say literally it was the pot smoking. Because this was the 90s, you know. And I think, you know, because Tommy Chong actually rips a bong and you see it, I think, is what pushed it to be an R. And I was like going, they could have cut around. Well, you know what? You know, it was awesome to do. But I mean, just I had seen the test studies of when they tried it as PG-13, and the scores were crazy. They were like, people, I mean, I think that's what the market, I mean, that's actually who the film really, really appreciated the film, because that's who saw it when it went to like HBO and Showtime and all the, you know, the all the cable channels, and then, you know, video and stuff. So it DVD. So, but hey, still, I mean, I got to work with a young Jeremy Renner. Can't complain about that.
Yeah, that was his first motion picture, I believe.
Yeah, pretty much so. Yeah, yeah. I was actually one of the season pros on the film, out of the kids, and that was a pretty cool experience.
Very awesome. And you've done so many other memorable films. Do you have any that any roles that stick out in your mind as one of your favorites?
Well, a lot of the stuff that I, you know, you probably would never really see just because, you know, they're really, you know, indie independent films. But, you know, I mean, Miyazaki was awesome because just it was a great film, and I got to do some wild shit in it. And then, you know, Bilko was great just because I got to do an iconic part, and I got to, like, you know, work with my idols, and nothing's cooler than having, you know, Dan Aykroyd say, "God, you're funny," you know what I'm saying, or, you know. That's pretty freaking cool, you know. And let's see. I mean, and then, you know, he was, even though, like, you can't recognize me in Blade, that was hands down a great movie, you know. And then also what it kind of did was, it was like the first Marvel movie to make bank, you know. Up until then, I think a lot of the Marvel movies, you know, died. And then it was also one of the first kind of movies that made gore mainstream, you know. And to kind of be a part of that was pretty cool. And then also, you know, to do something in makeup, you know, it's all, you also, you know, you'd hear those stories of big stars saying how they'd, you know, they'd be in the makeup chair for 5 hours, blah, blah, blah. And, you know, that was really kind of cool. Got to die, you know. Actually, technically, I didn't necessarily die. I just got fried pretty bad. So, but yeah, that's so technically. But, you know, that was a great experience. And, you know, like, even the thing I did on Criminal Minds, what made that special for me was that that was one of the first things I did after I shed a lot of weight, a lot of pounds. And I beat out, like, 30 dudes for that. Well, 30 men and women for that role. So, even though it was, like, not huge and it was just a TV show, it showed me that, oh, wow, you know, I don't need to be necessarily, it's not what, how I look. It's more of what I bring to the table, you know, to,
Absolutely.
You know, to get a part and stuff. If that makes any sense. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I'm sure going in and, you know, having to do casting and everything, you've got to be, You know, you've got to be different in ways so that those casting directors can look at you and know that you're good for that part. But as I did want to say congrats on losing the weight. I'm sure that was very difficult to do. But you did it, and you're looking good, man. So congrats on that. And what does the future hold for you? I know you're still going at it.
There's a few things I'm up for. I had to sign NDAs for. There's a pilot that's being shopped around that has a couple really good names attached that done it. That we shot the pilot and it's testing really well. And they're shopping it to a deal. There's an animated project that I did the voices for that, is being shopped. So there's a lot of just sitting around and waiting, but just still showing up to the table, there's a couple things in the can, hopefully will be coming out in the fall. One's a Christmas release, but, what's cool is that they're big enough where I'm actually not allowed to say much. Somebody in police will knock on my door and say, "Hey, you said you weren't going to talk about this yet." But basically, yeah, dude, I'm just here, scratching out a living, man. It ain't a foot race anymore. It's a marathon. So I just kind of just stay, I stay in the wings, drafting off other people, make it in there. But yeah, that's basically it, man. I'm too old to switch careers at this point, if it makes any sense. I can't go to law school. I'm too old, It's either this or a greeter at Walmart. One of the two.
Oh, goodness. Funny
story. Thank God I married
Walmart.
A woman that has a good yes, I would be, my friend. Although you haven't seen the Walmarts around here. I remember when I was we were painting our house, and I was getting a can of paint at the Home Depot, and I had a return or something, and I go, the dude from that was selling me the paint looked like the guy that ran the liquor store in Dazed and Confused, and he goes, yeah, that's him. And I was like, that's right, it's L.A., I forgot.
That's
you can,
crazy.
It's crazy. That's why you can't have, the imaginary list of, who you could cheat on with, that celebrity list. You can't have them in L.A. because on any given day, you could actually run – your better half could actually run into their freebies. And it's just, boobies beat out penis any day of the week is what I'm saying. they could always pull that card quicker than you can. So that's why it's fun living in Los Angeles, my friends.
Yeah, I guess penis is kind of like a horror movie monster. They don't pull that out too much.
No. No one wants to see mine. So
the fun is not there. Well, best of luck with the future, Eric, and thanks for giving me some time. I know you're keeping busy with your family and your career, so thanks again for giving me a few moments, and best of luck with everything you got coming up.
All right, thanks, bro. Thanks for contacting me. I appreciate it. All right?
Oh, absolutely. Have a great night. Thanks again.
Oh.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
All right, guys, if you missed our interview with Eric Edwards, you can go back in about 20 minutes, check out the archive, download it, put it on your MP3 player, put it on your phone, play it in the car, play it in the shower, play it everywhere. But we will be back. No dates lined up. I do have some people that I've talked to that I get some dates from, waiting for some confirmations on that. But I will let you guys know when all that goes down. This next weekend, my dear friend Ariana Cherry and Josh Annis, a.k.a. the Cloverleaf Radio Network, we're going to be going on a two-day trip down to Kentucky. Going to see some cool things, including stopping in Metropolis for our second time at the Superman Celebration. We went last year with good time. except it rained. So hopefully we'll get through it this year without any rain. And a couple more convention appearances for me will be the 2019 SilCon, September 6th and 7th at Coles County Mall in Mattoon. Wow, I put Coles County, Cross County Mall in Mattoon, Illinois. You think I'd know it. I mean, I've been here 20 million times. But still, apparently wasn't in the right brain thought there. And, of course, 2019 Dark History and Horror Con, October 26th and 27th, 2019, at the City Center in Champaign, Illinois. So go to dhhcon.com or at least silcon.com for more on that. And we will see everybody for the next show. Thanks again to Eric Edwards, and thanks to all of you for listening. Have a great night.